This FabFM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Police recommenced search operations this morning at first light. Those operations were conducted at this particular time because the weather conditions and the tidal conditions were very similar to the last known date the missing person was sighted. The last known date that he was sighted was the 9th of April. We have been able to utilise local CCTV cameras and the local boating fraternity to establish that fact. As a result of that, police came down here again this morning with the use of SES personnel as well and Cairns Water Police to conduct a number of different searches throughout the immediate vicinity of Dixon Inlet. Unfortunately, police weren't able to locate anything today. However, the information that we did obtain from today's search will establish the search area that we need to concentrate on for further operations. The missing person was very frequent at keeping contact with his next of kin. His next of kin thought it was unusual for him not to make contact or vice versa. They attempted to make contact a number of different times and without success, so they then notified police. Police then conducted a missing persons inquiry, which enabled us to establish his last known movements. He was sighted by members of the public and also captured on CCTV camera on the 9th of April. So that's our last known sighting of the missing person. So as you can establish, we are well behind the eight ball here in relation to locating him. But he's a local member of the boating fraternity. He's a 59-year-old male, lives aboard his vessel here in Dixon Inlet. He was a true salty. Man lived aboard a vessel, loved the yacht life. Look, the survivability, given the time frame that we're talking with, and he did have a pre-existing medical condition. We've been in close contact with the next of kin, and we've established a good rapport with them. He has had some medical conditions previously, where he has fallen into the water previously and been pulled out of the water by some local members of the club.
Have you had the Aqualung squad searching?
Paul, we've got the dive squad coming up and they're going to conduct some operations for us on Friday. We need to be mindful of the fact of not only the community but also their safety and security at the time as well. So we need to establish a secure perimeter for them to conduct their operations. All his next of kin live interstate, and at the moment they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. The son is over in Western Australia and he's not allowed to leave Western Australia, and his sister resides in the ACT. So we've been able to liaise with those partner agencies over there and give them some direct information. So that's certainly given them some level of closure at this stage. So we'll keep working with them. This is a very tight-knit community at the best of times, you know, and I think the current circumstances that are involved in this community, the loss of employment, you know, businesses closing as a result of COVID-19, this is just another kick in the guts, for want of a better description. We want to obviously bring a resolution not only to his family but to his friends. We're not talking good outcomes, I would imagine, at this stage.
Very well known, the gentleman at the yacht club here, very well known in the boating fraternity.
Yeah, mate, he obviously had a lot of friends. He was a regular sailor himself, a bit of a larrikin by all means. But, you know, he had a lot of friends in the community, and it's just a shame to lose another person from our community. We don't want to lose anybody, let alone somebody who's well known here.
And on Friday, you have the water police coming up, the Aqualung squad, who'll search out the area. That's a pretty brave thing to do too, because there are crocs in here.
Look, they'll come up and they'll have a look at their area of operation, how they want to go about that and how they're going to conduct that. They do have certain methodologies that they can utilise in this environment. And they've also got to work on the advice that they're given from the search and rescue coordinators about their area that they need to work in. And we need to provide them with the safest possible option as well.
It's about closure now, isn't it, for the family, and that's super important.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I think we need to be realistic about the outcomes, and we are talking an extended time frame here. So bearing that in mind, for us at this stage, we're no longer talking about a search and rescue operation, we're talking about a search and recovery operation.
Sergeant Damien Meadows there, Port Douglas Police, in charge of. Now, Bob Francis, you know, we know Bob through Fab FM. Bob also knew Cookie very well. In fact, look, he was so well known around town. They called him a bit of a lovable larrikin, was Cookie. Bob, sad all round, isn't it?
Absolutely, Paul. I think one of the tragedies of this coronavirus, not being able to check on people that we knew because we thought they were in isolation, and that was pretty much evident with what happened with Cookie, I think.
I think too, you're right, because in normal circumstances, someone would have said, hey, I haven't seen Cookie for a while, and would have been alerted. But of course, now people go, oh, well, he's just self-isolating. He's just, you know, staying on the boat, or he's doing whatever, staying at home, which it was the boat, of course. What sort of bloke was Cookie? I'm getting good vibes from everybody about what sort of bloke he was.
Oh, yeah, look, mate, he was, you know, he was an absolute character. He was passionate about a lot of things. He loved his yachting. He loved playing in the pool comps of a Sunday afternoon down at the yacht club there, and he was very animated if he lost a shot or lost a game. So,
right.
You know, he was one of these passionate guys, you know, and he was a character.
What do you think it'll mean to the yachting fraternity here in Port Douglas and for the Douglas Shire to lose a bloke like Cookie?
Oh, look, I think we all hate to see characters go, and we lose too many of them these days. I think these you know, he's going to leave a gap for sure, and he'll be missed at the table down there. He was a regular at the yacht club. He was a regular at the Cordy and a regular at the Central. He'd call in and have one or two, and you know, he was well known everywhere. And I think once again it goes back to why he wasn't missed, because if he had been calling into the yacht club and all these other places and hadn't turned up for two or three days, somebody would have been worrying.
Absolutely. Damien Meadows described him as a true salty. Would you agree with that? A real boaty, a salty.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, knew his boats, and he'd just sail off out to Low Isles for a day or so, and, you know, he was a free spirit, went wherever he wanted.
Okay, thank you, Bob. That's great of you to have a little chat to me about Cookie, and we, you know, his relatives have been informed, and now it's a matter of closure for them. And I think it's important that he is recovered one way or the other, and the family gets closure. That would be good, wouldn't it?
Oh, for family and his mates as well, mate. I'm sure, you know, one way or another, we'll have a send-off for him down at the yacht club and at a few other venues around town where he was, as I said, one of the characters. So he's going to be missed.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay, Paul. Thanks, mate.